give your call sign, your name, and what you talked about, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, I'm Hans G0UPL, Hans Summers G0UPL. I run QRP Labs and designed the QCX CW transceiver. So my talk was about using some of the more modern techniques to improve our radio architecture using things like the SI5351A as the oscillator, which provides a very stable, programmable, precise oscillator, and using microcontrollers in projects.
And do you have a kit or anything like that available?
Yes, I have the QCX kit. It's a tremendously popular single-band 5-watt CW transceiver kit that was designed for YOTA 2017 Summer Camp Build-A-Thon last August. This kit has now sold over 4,600 units since August last year, so it's really kept us busy. It's a very high-performance kit with VFO A-B split, RIT, CW decoder, KIA built-in test equipment, 5 watts output on any single band of your choice from 80 to 17 meters. Very high-performance receiver section with high dynamic range and high third-order intercept. And all built-in test equipment, very nice feature, so that people don't need any extra equipment to build it. And very low price, so it's $49 for the kit.
And if I bought one, how long would it take to put it together?
Well, it depends how fast you build it. I can do it in about 3 hours. Okay. I would say that, you know, I've built quite a few and I designed it, so that's probably the fastest you could do it in. But most people, on average, probably do it in about 6.
I would say.
The 12-year-old I mentioned who did it at the YOTA 2017 summer camp, who was the youngest of the attendees there, I think it took her about 12 hours, but it was the very first time she'd built anything of that complexity or anything near that, so that's why. But yeah, I'd say 6 hours is about average.
I have to have, a soldering iron and solder and a lamp.
Yeah, that's it, just soldering iron, solder and a lamp. You don't need anything else to align it, to test it. It's got all its own built-in test equipment, and so you literally can adjust it using the built-in equipment. I mean, it's basically got a signal generator on board that it feeds back into the receiver front end on different frequencies to allow you to tune the bandpass filter and the IQ amplitude balance and the phase shift, the audio phase shift, and then on-screen feedback of the amplitude you're getting so that you can very quickly align it to better than 60 decibels of unwanted sideband cancellation, which is really great.
That's pretty good.
And all built in, so yeah, people love that.
Do you have a Yahoo website or a group of people who follow you and here's how I can modify it to do this?
Yes, the website for QRP Labs is qrp-labs.com, and we also have QRP Labs on groups.io. I forget the full URL for that, but there's a link on qrplabs.com, qrp-labs.com, or you can go on groups.io and search for QRP Labs. It's a very active group. There's about 3,000 members, and everybody's helping each other, very civilized for the most part. Occasional disagreements, as usual, but generally a very helpful group, and it's a really, really nice community that's built up over the last 5 years with the former QRP Labs products. You know, we've got about 15 different products now that have evolved over the last 5 years, and always the price is low and the value is high, and there's a lot of innovative features, and so it builds up a really nice community of people who want to help each other, which takes time, you know, reduces my support time, which helps me to have more time to develop new kits, so it's great.
Wonderful. And what are some of the applications people have put it to so far that you could talk about?
The QCX or
yeah,
the
QCX, yeah.
I guess most people are using it for SOTA, summits on the air, and taking it outside, and or people are just using it as a home rig or to train themselves. I had club builds. There was a club in the UK, the Norwich Amateur Radio Club, where 50 of them built the kit all together. They did it as a club project. They were a very active and big club, and for cases like that, we could arrange a discount, you know, up to 20% discount for that kind of volume. So that was a nice project. And I could do Skype presentations to clubs and things if that was helpful. So I think most people are just enjoying getting on the air with it. People take it outside. Some of the people, I mentioned the youngest 12-year-old attendee of YOTA 2017, she used it as the practical project for her license upgrade. So in the UK, I mean, it's years since I did my license, so I don't know all the details anymore, but they've got a scheme where you go from different levels. And so, yeah, I get people using it in contests, people telling me that it performs as well as their YASU or ICOM or Elecraft, and here's the weak signals. And so it's getting really good feedback. And just Google it. You can find tons of information. If you don't believe me, use Google.
Well, it sounds like a fun project for you and for the customers, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's been outstandingly successful. You know, I designed it for YOTA 2017, as I said, and I manufactured 500 of them in the first batch. So I took some pre-orders at Friedrichshafen last year, and there were about 320 left, and they went on sale on the 21st of August, and it took just over 24 hours for them to sell out, and I had to start another batch. And we've been playing catch up ever since, and there's always been a waiting list, and we're only just now really getting that under control. So it's been unbelievably busy.
And, that's great.
Unexpectedly, you know, but I think, you know, people love the high performance and the features that are in it, and the low cost. Obviously, the low cost chain. Everybody loves low cost.
There's always cost.
Yeah, but you know, you can get low cost. You can get the Pixie radios from China and things like this, but you don't have the performance and the features and the quality in that. We're trying to make here a really high performance, high quality kit with a professional PCB and great support. I mean, it has 141 pages manual, and I get lots of compliments on the manual as well. So I guess the word spreads and people talk about it, and word gets out. It advertises itself.
Hams do tend to talk.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.